The Buddha taught breath meditation to his son. He didn't start with breath meditation. He started with the instruction, make your mind like earth. People can throw disgusting things on the earth, but the earth doesn't recoil. Make your mind like water. People use water to clean away dirty things, but water doesn't get upset. Same way with wind and fire. Wind can blow trash around, fire can burn trash, but neither of them get upset. Basic principle here is teaching him is trying to be unwavering in the face of things you don't like. But he's not telling him just put up with whatever. Because then when he goes on to teach breath meditation, he talks about breathing in a way that gives rise to a sense of ease, but gives rise to a sense of rapture. Breathe in a way that gladdens the mind, steadies the mind. These are potentials that you have. You're not just here to see things as they are. You're here to see what you can make out of things. Something as simple as the breath can become a source of real comfort, not only in one spot in the body, but you can think of the whole body breathing. Refresh the whole body with that sense of comfortable breath. Makes it a lot easier to stay here. Learn how to take advantage of what you've got. Contentment doesn't mean just putting up with whatever. It means taking what you have and making the best out of it. Not complaining that you don't have things that you'd like to have, but finding something as simple as the breath, which you have all the time. Your awareness, your alertness, you have all the time. Put those things together and see how they grow. They'll nurture each other. As you stay alert to the breath, you find that you can breathe in ways that are good for the body. When the body feels good like this, then it comes back and it nourishes the mind. The goodness comes out of the mind, but the potentials are there in the breath as well. And part of your wisdom lies in seeing these potentials, making the most of them. That way, even though you don't have much, as you're sitting here just focusing on your breath, there's a lot you can do with the breath. We're here to learn skills. Those skills can take us far. So see the potentials you have here, make the most of them. Explore them, play with them. Evaluate what you've done. So you get a better sense of what kind of potentials you have, and what different imbalances in the body you can balance out by the way you breathe. When you're feeling too tired, how do you breathe in a way that gives yourself more energy? When you're feeling tense, how do you breathe in a way that relaxes you? When you're feeling frazzled, how do you breathe in a way that soothes you? These are all skills you can develop. The point of being like earth, etc., is you don't just get upset with what you've got, and if it's not comfortable, you figure out there must be a potential for comfort here someplace. Make the most of it, because we live with potentials. Our past karma feeds up the raw material from which we shape the present moment. Sometimes those potentials are limited for happiness, but sometimes they're larger. Well, take advantage of what you've got. When we take advantage of what you've got and do it well, then you find you have more and more opportunities. This is how the practice grows.